Radio, Wisconsin's home for Progressive News Talk Radio.
Outside the Pizza Box is an independent production and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Opinions expressed may not reflect those of this station, our staff, or our sponsors. Enjoy!
Hey, some people are made of plastic.
Welcome to Outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Let me introduce this week's theme. The Republicans are the American Taliban. Wow. Where'd I come up with that? Well, first of all, your Führer in chief, when he was in office, made a deal with the Taliban and made a deal without the Afghan government that we just installed, if I'm not correct here, and just abandoned that. And on top of that, you know, made a deal to let loose, you know, 5,000, several of them Taliban members. And I'm sure all of them really loved America while they were sitting in there, right? I mean, when are people going to figure out that people don't want us there? It's just like, I'm sure when we had our Revolutionary War, we really didn't want English troops coming over here telling us what to do, right? But hey, you know, that's how it goes. When you invade, you lose every time. Just ask Britain. I mean, ask the Native Americans, you know, that were warred against just for being here. I mean, I'm so tired of people living this, like, lie in America. And if you're still a Republican, I mean, you're part of the Taliban. Sorry. Look at it. You were in support of the war when it happened, right? You get all drummed up on 9/11. I got sick that day. I don't think retaliation for a whole nation that wasn't responsible for what happened and the lack of responsibility for our country itself and the policies that we have. And after every war, what happens? U.S. foreign policy comes home to roost. When I say U.S. foreign policy, I'm talking about the biggest corporation that pollutes the air and, you know, just drains us of our tax dollars. Yes, the U.S. military, it is a corporation. It's for profit. See, so when you build up your military and when you got to do something with these arms and bullets, we got to get money for this. And it comes right out of our pockets. It's like if they didn't use it, we wouldn't have to pay all the taxes for that fake, whatever, patriotic symbol of the U.S. military. And it doesn't go to all the members in the military, but we sure know there's a good percentage of them that, you know, think like Trump. And they're probably going to be at the next rally. When is that coming up? September? I mean, I just saw that. But it's like, you know, the FBI didn't, hey, man, there's nothing going on with Trump campaign or the Trump administration connected to the violence at the riot. Oh my God. Let me tell you, if I held a rally and got everybody ginned up and said, let's go in and let's, you know, let's show them how strong we are. You know, let's use, you know, are you kidding me? Who's responsible for that? Who got the people there? Who put money in? You know, supporters and politicians, right? Contributors gave money to bring people to the Capitol that day. They did try to overturn the election. There's no question. But the funny part is that I knew that like the day after Trump realized he wasn't going to be able to steal this election and started telling everybody to come to the Capitol. Here, let's do this. What do you mean? What do you mean nobody's responsible for that? Oh my goodness. And I got arrested with a whole bunch of other really good people standing up against this kind of buffoonery, right? For singing 1 hour a day at a place where it was designed for us to make our voices heard so that we could redress this, you know, assembly that we have in Wisconsin.
And you don't have a bad voice, so you should not have been arrested for singing. I can tell you that.
You know, and I unfortunately, I was too pumped up lots of times. I was more screaming and yelling than singing. You know?
Okay.
Well, yeah. And I was told that, you know, hey, you know, you have a pretty good voice. And I'm like, yeah. Sorry, I'll try to remember that, you know.
You're like death metal singing. That's
well,
right.
I'm different now. Okay. I think I'm old. You know, they say that cancer changes people, and it does. You're never the same. But I took the route that I've seen so many other really awesome people that I know just decide to live with it and move on, you know, and do whatever you can to you know, share that with other people so they feel hope too, because I know people that are just incredible souls that just stay alive no matter what anybody wants to try to do to them or how many people dislike them for holding the values of the one that they proclaim to be such followers of, the Christians, you know. And there's nothing wrong with being a Christian, I guess. I'm totally into, you know, freedom of religion and separation of religion and state, right? That's the way it was supposed to be. And we know it's not. But if you think that these evangelicals aren't somehow the equivalent of, you know, the religious fanatics in another country, I mean, turn on your TV and tell me who you look like. You look like the Taliban. I'm just, and so the FBI, I'm just not real happy with what I'm seeing with that. And I'm telling you, folks, they're protecting people of privilege and people with power. That's how this fake democracy works. It may have worked at one point, and democracy does, but we're not living democracy. And with that, hey, you can join the show and tell me what you think. It's 844-967-2789, and we're going to go to the phone. We've got Steve in Delafield. Steve, thanks for calling in.
Yes, good afternoon, Pizza Box. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I wanted to say something about our warmongering government, but first I wanted to ask you if you saw today's headlines that on Friday, the attorneys for the Biden administration asked a federal judge in California to reject the lawsuit from wildlife advocates that seeks to restore protection for wolves. So Biden is against, you know, he's going to keep the wolves on the hunting list, you know. So that's bad, but, you know, I figured that from Biden. But, you know, talking about, our warmongering government, B-52 Biden, he's been carpet bombing Somalia since July 26th, in order to defend the puppet government installed by Wall Street. And then Biden has been carpet bombing Syria and Iraq ever since he got into office. Biden stood back as Israel dropped American-made bombs on Palestine, killing 250 women and children. And, you know, and finally, Biden is going to carpet bomb Afghanistan when all the American citizens are out of that country. And even yesterday, Crudy was saying that Biden is going to start another war after we get out of Afghanistan. I don't even think we're going to get out of Afghanistan. We're just going to keep dropping bombs on every damn country in there except Israel.
Nope, I'm not going to disagree with you, and I'll make some comments here. You know, I didn't vote for Biden in the primary, and the reasons are many. But, you know, when you go to Wall Street and you say that nothing's going to fundamentally change, you know, under my administration, he's going to work with those people. He's not, you know, and this is not just Joe Biden. This is every president. Every president is owned and controlled by this, whether they want to be or not. There's nothing there. Look, you know, I wish somebody would name a war that ended like really well, right? You know. Total devastation. Just look at Vietnam. Two-thirds of the whatever, hundreds of thousands of people that were slaughtered were civilians. And the worst part about it was they were killed by both sides, right? Just right in the middle of it. And I had nightmares when I was a kid because they showed that bloody war on TV. And then I'd go to sleep and I'd dream in color, man, just, you know, bodies everywhere. And I... not making this up, man. You know, I'm against the next war. I'm against the last war. I'm against every war. And how do you stop this, right? Well, first you have to go with a new phrase, defund the military, right? And put some of that money. Let's try this. Let's see if this works. Diplomacy and humanitarian aid. instead of threats of we're going to sanction you. How do you get anywhere with that? It reminds me of when Hillary said you can't change people's hearts. Well, if you can't, we're doomed. But I know you can because mine's changed over the years, right? And it's only because I've been out there meeting people from all over the world, just regular people like me, you know, that haven't had a say in much of anything either, right? Because at this point, I'd say, I don't know how many people in the world live in poverty, but it's astounding, okay? Because in other countries, it's just horrible. And that's through American foreign policy that we can back that kind of treatment up of people. There's nothing humanitarian about the military or our foreign policy. It's all tied into money, you know, just fossil fuel, war. I've had about enough of it. I don't know about anybody else. I mean, I've had enough of it since I was a kid. I didn't learn stupid stuff. I don't know what that... stupid can't be fixed once it's been taught. That's what I'm finding out. I didn't know there were this many people that are just this ignorant of what's going on in the world. And I've been having fun on Facebook. I get blocked by Trumpers, man. Blocked on Trumpers for trying to explain to them anything about vaccinations, war, economy. They just want to stick with Trump. They want to go with stupid, man. It's easier than thinking. Is that what we have in America now? The problem is that it's just, you know, being stupid is easier than thinking. Well, yeah, that's why public education was so important, right? Great to see public education in Florida standing up to Governor COVID Santis, Death Santis, whatever you want to call him. He's just awful. I think his run for president just came to an end. I really do. And you know, the people in Florida aren't happy. Yeah, they can't be. How many schools stood up? All of them. Everybody finally said, you know, hey, this is about children, and let's just stop the nonsense. But let's talk about the nonsense when we come back from the break, too, about what's been going on with the anti-mask movement, right? You know, geez, people complained about Antifa. How about anti-vax? This is like one of the dumbest things I've seen and heard so far. I've been reading stuff from people that, you know, were friends on Facebook. No longer, man. Gotta block you. Can't deal with the nonsense. Can't deal with the denial and the excuses for why you're doing such foolish things at a time when we really should be coming together and trust in science. And I don't know how many millions and millions and hundreds of millions of people got to be vaccinated and not dropping dead on the street before you guys realize that there's nothing wrong with this vaccine. There's something wrong with not taking it. It's a much higher risk to go without.